Please rise. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, there is something beautiful about a cemetery. Across Shum Road, you'll discover a finely trimmed lawn, inspiring memorials and sculptured headstones carved out of colorful granite or white marble. Our cemetery was once known as the Woods. It was a place of solitude, a place of peace, a place of quiet, a fitting place to slumber and rest. Yes, there is something beautiful about a cemetery, but its beauty is quite empty. Empty because it is empty of life. This is the emptiness that death leaves behind. Its beauty is empty since man has always sought to cover up the ugly realities of death with carved stones and well-manicured grass. Yes, its beauty is empty since every death reminds us that we too will die one day. We visit a cemetery, not to see its beauty, though, but to mourn the loss of a loved one and to replace the emptiness with fond memories. So this morning, we see a group of women rising early in the morning and making necessary preparations. And just after sunrise, they begin a short walk uphill to a tomb. They are going to a place of death to finish the work of disguising the ugly reality of death. As they come to the place where Jesus was buried, the stone is rolled away. So they go into the tomb. No body, no Jesus. Jesus isn't there. What the women find was very beautiful, yet for a very different reason. Suddenly, two men stood by them in dazzling clothes, and they ask an equally amazing question: why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. You're with me. That's good. How can that be? How can it be that he is risen? When death takes life, we all know this, when death takes life, it doesn't give it back. We don't expect to find the living among the dead. You and I know, yes, you and I know, that we deserve to be there in that place of death. Since God's holy word certainly tells us that the wages of sin is death. Our list of sins, our thoughts, our words, and our deeds are endless. With every selfish thought, hurtful word, or thoughtless action, we deserve death. So like the women, yes, like the women, we also mourn. We mourn for our ancestors. We mourn for our descendants. We mourn for ourselves. Because death has mastery over us. And it seems that death has mastery over our Lord Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't deserve to be in the tomb. He is a sinless Son of God. He never earned the wages of death. He never deserved his Father's full wrath and punishment. Yet, Jesus had to be there. Jesus had to be in the tomb for you, for me. As the sinless Son of God, his perfect life served as the perfect substitute for your sinful life and my sinful life. Jesus knows how death ravages every human being. There is no one who is exempt. And it began with Adam and Eve. How death leaves you and me empty, and then also takes your life and my life. Jesus had to face death head on. He had to do this for you. Jesus gave his life in your place and in my place, and paid the full wages of sin that you and I and all humanity had earned. As your substitute, Jesus filled the grave that you deserved and that I deserve, that grave of forsakenness. Remember, it was Jesus who cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" He did this for you. This blessed Easter morning, each of you must peer into the empty tomb and hear the blessed news. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Jesus lives, and your Lord and Savior did not stay in the grave. Praise God that Jesus did not remain in the tomb. No, Jesus conquered your greatest and your very last enemy, death. Yes, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands, but now at God's right hand he stands and brings us life from heaven. Death has no hold on the Son of God there in that beautifully cut tomb. No, Jesus lives. He proved his almighty power over sin, death, and the devil. What more blessed news is there that you hear this blessed morning? His tomb is empty, and it will be forever empty. He is not in the tomb. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
It is an accomplished fact. Yes, an accomplished fact. And since Jesus did not stay in the tomb, neither will any of you or your loved ones resting across the road. Yes, death will one day take my physical life. And so this body will be placed into the ground. But death has no hold on me. Neither does it have any hold on you. Because I know that my Redeemer lives, and you know that your Redeemer lives. The blessed assurance came to each and every one of you through faith when you were baptized, wherever you may have been baptized. There you were put to death, as St. Paul writes. Don't you know that all of us were baptized into Christ Jesus? We're baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Jesus has opened the gates of heaven to each and every one of you, and all believers who in faith believe that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. He fills the emptiness of death with newness of life, a new life filled with the blessed hope of your resurrection. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Therefore, the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to Jesus. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, what will you do? What will you do when you leave this place this morning filled with the sweet-smelling lilies? Will you walk across Hume Road and visit your loved ones who are only asleep? According to God's clock, it's a very, very short slumber compared to the eternity that you will spend with Him, and yes, with them. Will you now remember that when a crisis throws your life into turmoil, to peer into the empty tomb and remember that Jesus lives? Will you now remember that when your loved one is near death, to gaze into the empty tomb and remember Jesus lives? When the Lord chooses to take your loved one home, therefore taking that loved one into Himself, therefore keeping His promise to them that He will comfort them and take them to where He is, there in His bosom in paradise, will you stare into the empty tomb and remember, He is risen?
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So as we now conclude, why do you seek the living among the dead? Jesus lives. Jesus lives. He is present today. He is here to announce to you, to serve you His body and blood. And in that announcement of the serving of His body and blood, He does this for the forgiveness of all of your sins, to strengthen your faith unto life and salvation. And this why, my dear young friends, is so important for you to stand here this morning and to receive from your Lord life, and life abundantly, all for the forgiveness of your sins. And therefore, we remember with you, we all remember together, Jesus lives. He is risen. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.